Today is Monday, September 5th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, it's been a weekend. Gosh, we have to go back to work tomorrow. Oh, no. You know, I've always said that I'm not an entrepreneur. And I'm, you know, maybe I'm not, I don't know, but I am smart enough to be an entrepreneur. I run or have run Pride 48 with Daniel and others and sometimes by myself. And I've, you know, done a few things to make extra money on the side sometimes. I handle my finances. I've done all of those things. So I probably could handle some sort of business. And Mark and I have talked about training to be travel agents. So, you know, who knows? Maybe that's something. I've said this a million times, but if I could think of a way to have my own destiny in my hands. And I was looking into it. There are franchises you can buy where, you know, and I have enough savings that I could buy a franchise of some sort. Not really a fast food franchise because those are really expensive. But there's like a mail and shipping center. You can do a vending machine franchise. I could have gumball machines all over the Southwest. Can you imagine that? I just get in a car and I drive from gumball machine to gumball machine. And I'm like filling up gumball machines. And that's my daily. But, you know, I can do whatever I want. I can travel whenever I want. Hire somebody to fill up my gumball machines. I don't know. One day. Before I retire, I'll figure it out. You know, I'll figure it out. But work starts again tomorrow. It's a pain in the butt. And we had a weekend. It was a good weekend, I would say. On Saturday, Friday night, of course, we recorded Mix Minus. And what I wanted to do for the weekend, and it wasn't really an entire weekend plan, but I wanted to see. There are these caverns, these caves. I really like caves. And Mark is just figuring that out for some reason. But I'm really a fan of, I don't know why. I just think it's so cool. Like, you know, I've always been a fan of fantasy novels and movies and TV shows and all of that. And, you know, caves feel so like medieval is the wrong term, but I just imagine, you know, wizards and elves and dwarves and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And you go down in a cave and it is like nothing. It's nothing like the surface. It's nothing like the, you know, outside world. It's these magical, you know, crystal things, you know, and all of this. And the temperature is good. It's really moist and there are bats and they poop everywhere. But other than that, I mean, can you imagine living in a cave? That would be so cool. But I like caves. So I thought, you know what? There are these caves called Blanchard Springs Caverns. I remember going there when I was a child. And my aunt, they do this thing at Christmas time called Caroling in the Caverns or something like that. Where they have this group of carolers that sing and do concerts, and they'll do, you know, they'll bring people down, and I don't know if you pay. I've never been to it, but you go down in this cavern. I think they have a particular cavern they do it in, and they carol, and you listen to like a concert or something. I've never been there, so I'm guessing, but I assume there's caroling involved. And my aunt does that. My aunt participates in this. And so anyway, I thought, you know what, let's go there. But it's a 3-hour drive away. And so we needed to get up early to do it, to drive there and get a tour and do all that kind of stuff and then get home and all of that. We didn't want to spend the night because we were not boarding Sydney anywhere. So we're leaving. We left her home. So we decided not to go on Saturday. So Saturday, we just kind of hung around the house. We relaxed. We played Pokemon because there was a Pokemon event. And then we, I don't know. We watched a lot of Breaking Bad again. We didn't really do anything other than that on Saturday. But the idea was, okay, Sunday, we're going to do our church things. Because, you know, I play an orchestra at church. So we're going to do that. Mark is going to go do his thing. And he talks to his family on Sunday mornings as well. So in the Philippines. So he'll do that. He'll go to church. I'll go to church, do my thing. And then we'll get in the car and we'll drive to this cavern. I found a 4:30 tour. It's about a 3-hour drive. So we left about 12:30 just to be safe. And we drove to Blanchard Springs. And I think it's a beautiful drive. Mark is not impressed by hills and trees. He really only thinks ocean is beautiful, I guess. But I mean, I grew up in really like lots of trees and nature and stuff like that. And I enjoy that kind of thing. So the Ozark Mountains, or the foothills of the Ozarks, you know, are really, to me, really beautiful. There's hills and valleys and, you know, I mean, there's not much civilization out there. There are houses, but I don't even know how these people make money in some of these areas because there's nothing. There are tiny little towns that may have a gas station, maybe a cafe or something. So I don't know how these people met. We were discussing it on the way. And we didn't play mute. We talked the whole way, which was fun. We don't have a lot of times where we just have conversation for hours and hours. And so that was fun as well. And we went and we were about an hour early. So there was a lake nearby called Mirror Lake. Just a small lake, and there's a spring that feeds it because it's Blanchard Springs. So these are springs. And so we just went to the lake, took some pictures of the lake. There was a artificial dam that had been built a long time ago to run a mill. It was an old grist mill. And don't ask me what that is, but it's a grist. So they milled grist. I'm not really sure. I think it's wheat or something. But anyway, so there was an old mill. A creek, you know, where the water from the lake was dammed up and the waterfall and all that kind of stuff. So we, you know, we took a little time and took some photos and walked around a little bit. And then we went, you know, to get there for our tour. And we got there, we went through, they had a little exhibit hall, but it was just these plaques on the wall where you can read about the cave, and they didn't have the lighting very good in there. So we did read it, but they could have done a lot better job with this exhibit hall, I will just say. And then it was time for the tour. One of the elevators was broken, so they had to take us down in groups. And then we started our tour. It was about a 1.6 mile tour. And we went to all these different rooms. You know, it's all, they have it all. There's sidewalk, we'll say, with railing all the way through it. But it's 1.6 miles. So you have a lot of stairs. I think there were like 700 and some odd stairs that they told us we were going up and down. And this particular cave, this particular set of caverns has a lot of water, running water in it, because the spring is what feeds, you know, is actually what, I guess, you know, kind of built these caverns with, you know, the water going through and dissolving the clay and leaving the limestone or dissolving. I don't know how it works. So I won't go into a lot of detail, but we went through the caves and we toured around and I really enjoyed it. And then we got back in the car, drove home, and we had Whataburger for dinner because it's a long story. We tried to eat at a restaurant, and they told us it was going to be a 20-minute wait. At one point, they said, oh my God, our iPad died. We lost all of our, you know, list, and they were going around to people and saying, can you tell us what order you came into the restaurant and give us your name again and all this? And at one point the girl said, I'm so sorry, but I cannot guarantee you how long it's going to be. We're short staffed. You guys can stay, but I have no idea how long it's going to take us to seat you. The kitchen's backed up, so we just left and drove home and went to Whataburger. All right, well, I'm going to stop there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.